Well, good morning. Please open your Bibles this morning to Matthew chapter 7 again. Life is confusing, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, tell me about it. I've been up since 2:30 this morning. It's really confusing right now. But we talked last week. I just said that by way of saying I've been up since 2:30. There's no telling what's going to come out of my mouth this morning. So, you know, please bear with me. If it sounds strange, please understand. But we talked last week about making choices, the choices that we need to make, and how confusing it can be in our culture, even just to pick a bag of potato chips, right? Just a potato chip flavor, how there are so many options to choose from. But potato chip flavors, at least, they're not a moral thing. You know, it's not a right or wrong. Except with the Coney Island hot dog flavored chips, those are wrong. Those are just wrong. That's just, if you ever had one, they're just wrong. But other than that, there's not a morality issue with choosing a flavor of potato chip. It's just a matter of preference. But not all of life's choices come down to a simple matter of preference. Because there is right, and there is wrong, and there is a holy God who holds us responsible to choose the right and reject the wrong. It's where Matthew 7 comes in. We began this chapter with the topic of judgment, everyone's favorite topic, everyone's favorite message. We found that judging was not about not being discerning. It doesn't mean we turn our minds off and don't make evaluations. But it was more about when Jesus says don't judge, it's more about not being hypocritical or overly critical of others while you're very soft on yourself, as many of us do tend to be. We're to recognize sin as sin and it's wrong. We're to help others overcome it. Absolutely, we're called to do that. But we're called to deal with it in our own lives first. But not making any kind of a judgment has never been part of it. And as we've read through the rest of Matthew 7, it's really bearing that out. We need to be discerning. We need to be discerning. And there are some really important things that we need to make judgments and be discerning about. We need to be able to identify the small gate and the narrow road. We need to be able to distinguish that from the other road. We need discerning judgments to identify what the superhighway that leads to destruction actually is. So we evaluate, we make decisions. So this idea that comes from the word, from the world rather, not from the word, it comes from the world, that do not judge means do not evaluate and do not be discerning and do not make decisions. It's kind of ridiculous. And more than that, it's dangerous. It's dangerous when it comes to the Christian life, because the one who does not discern will just go with the flow. And where's the flow going? Well, it's on the road that most people are taking. It's on that super highway. That's where most people are. The one who doesn't discern, the one who does not evaluate, the one who does not make judgments will be misled. All you have to do to be conformed to the world is nothing. Just be in the world and don't distinguish it. And that's the topic of this next section. And we're going to spend a few weeks on it. It's going to be a few weeks before we get to the end of Matthew 7. I mean, maybe it's coming next week, but I'm not even going to guarantee that. I thought it was happening this week, 2 weeks ago, and here we are yet. Because there's so much to say on each of the things that Jesus has been talking about. But he's wrapping up the Sermon on the Mount. By the time we get to the end of Matthew 7, the Sermon on the Mount will be over. But he's talking now, after he's delivered this wonderful sermon, he's now talking about making wise choices. And he sets the choices before us. There are two gates. There are two paths, the wide and the narrow. There are two destinations, life and destruction. There are two types of leaders that we're going to find out, two types of teachers who can be distinguished by two different types of fruit. There are two builders. There are two foundations with two different results. There's a lot of discerning that needs to be done. There's judgments need to be made there, and they all link together. And they're as important as life and death. In fact, they are life and death. So they require us to make these judgments, to determine what is true from what is false. And that's actually the message for today. We're going to be looking at Matthew 7, 15 through 20. True and false, there are true and false teachers. Let's see if it's on. There we go. True and false teachers. So let's read the text and then we'll come back and talk about it some. Verse 15. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruits. So once we have made a decision to walk the narrow road through the small gate, Jesus has another imperative for us. This is a command. An imperative is a command. He's got another imperative. He says, beware. Beware. That's a command. Beware. It's not just like a friendly warning. That's a command here. Beware. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. While you are walking that road, watch out. Beware, because there are folks who want to lead you to the other one. They may or may not be nefarious in their intention, but they're going to lead you off the path. Jesus calls them, here he calls them false prophets. I would also say in our day and age, false teachers. A prophet in those days and throughout the Old Testament was someone who speaks for God. Now, speaks the word of God. It's not just foretelling the future. That was actually only a small part of biblical prophecy. Most of the prophets didn't make grand predictions about the future. They just spoke what God told them to say. They're someone who speaks for God. Today, that's going to be someone who's teaching God's word. That's going to be someone who's preaching. Those are the people who are speaking for God. At least we pray that we, those of us who preach and speak for God, that's actually what we're doing. So Jesus is talking about who to follow here. Actually, he's really talking about who not to follow here. Because there are a lot of false teachers out there, and they can look good. Satan himself, you know, he wants nothing more than to deceive as many of God's people as possible, and he can show up as an angel of light. See to it that these false teachers don't become